Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The league sent out a press release last night, made an announcement that Frankie Louvu had been suspended one game, and they highlighted that he had been penalized three times, not with flags at any point, but with fines after the game for hip drop tackles. These are the tackles they're trying to get out of the game that they have made a point to rid football of because they're the most dangerous tackle in the sport at this point. This is when you put all of your body weight basically off of the ground while leaping, simultaneously wrapping a player and then pulling them to the ground, landing on the back of their feet from behind, essentially is how I would describe it. The videos that have been dropped on the times that Louvu's gotten fined, weeks 4, 8, and 9, including a play against Kansas City and then a play this week against Seattle, are available. And I particularly think the one against Seattle is fairly ticky-tack. It's got some hip drop tendencies, so to speak, but it's not a by-the-book hip-drop tackle. It's kind of from the side. But Danny, one-game suspension at a time where they can't afford it. They're already without edge defenders on the depth chart at the first, second, and fourth spots on their depth chart. Dorrance Armstrong, unavailable. Dietrich Wise, unavailable. Javonte Jean-Baptiste, not there. And now Louvu is an edge. He is no longer really a linebacker for this team, and you'll be without him against the Detroit Lions in a game where you're trying to get right on defense.
Yeah, so the one against Seattle that you're talking about, that I've got I tweeted a video of it, or retweeted Tom Pelissero, who tweeted it, at Funny Danny. That one's so ticky-tack. Like, that's not a hip-drop tackle to me. Like, I understand the point of the rule. I actually don't have a problem with him being fined for the other ones. The other ones are absolutely definition of. Where I'm frustrated, and where I think a lot of Washington fans are frustrated, is Jaden Daniels probably isn't going to play the rest of the season. He's been injured a few different times. You'll never guess what kind of tackle resulted in his injury. I bet you could spend a million years. Oh, wait, I got pictures right there. I apologize. I don't know who to credit for the photo. My buddy sent it to me. A number of people have sent it to me, in fact. Three different times he is absolutely the victim of one of these kinds of tackles. Where is my message from the league? Where is my fine? Where is my announcement? Where is my, hey, we're trying to get this out of the game? Actually, I don't have a problem suspending Louvu. I don't. I know that's not going to be popular here in D.C. You violated the rule enough times, they fined you, so they let you know we're trying to get rid of this. You can't come close. It negates you. It's like Tom Wilson being punished for being Tom Wilson. It's bad luck. I'm sorry. My frustration is, where is any bit of consistency? Where is any bit of anybody else facing dire consequences for now? My quarterback is done for the year.
So here's what I don't know, and I don't know if you've taken the time to do this or not, but I'd assume nobody knows. Did those players get fined for those hip drop tackles? That would be my question. So Montez Sweat was the bear who pulled Jaden Daniels down from behind on a hip drop tackle. The Seahawks one is hip droppy in that you kind of have your weight as you dive and you're off of the ground. But looking at
it's
tackle,
not as bad as some of the other ones he's been a victim of, but
right,
it's also worse, if that's a way to put it, than Louvu's, the latest one he got fined for.
Possibly so. But I'm looking at this tackle. This is not a hip drop tackle. It's a dangerous tackle, for sure. The one that's definitely like textbook hip drop was the Packers one where he got hurt. I don't remember who it was, but number 55 bringing him down, and he's basically landing on his heel, so to speak, behind him, and Jaden's going to the ground. But my point is, Frankie Louvu did not get suspended for any one hip drop tackle. He got suspended for three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so if 55 of Green Bay, or if 98 of Chicago, or whoever this Seahawk is, you know, if those guys do this three times, then you'll get your consistency. Meaning, Did they get fined three times? It's a system, right? So the third time, after your third fine, first time we're telling you you're doing it, you better stop. Second time, hey, one more, you get suspended. And then with Frankie Louvu the next week, that's what happened. I want to have a different conversation, which is going to be less popular than the thing you just said, which is I don't think you should suspend guys for hip drop tackles. I'm sorry. Now, I know that it is a really dangerous play. And if the league wants to penalize 15 yards, which is significant, for that, they should absolutely do it. If they want to fine guys a significant amount of money, 15 grand, 20 grand, 25 grand, 50 grand for it, they should absolutely do it. But it is such a fast, violent sport, and it's so hard. Like I'm watching the Louvu Smith and Jigba tackle at the 47-yard line where he comes from the side, and I'm going to use air quotes here, hip drop tackles him, this third one, they got him the suspension. And I could go over this 100 times and not really know. Is it by the book? Is that exactly what it is? I don't know. But a suspension is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Such a big deal to me for a tackle. That is, it's not a dirty play. Right, he's not like taking an elbow to someone's head. It's not the dude from the Texans who's like going to the sideline while someone's getting water and taking a bat to his kneecap. Like, this is a very normal football play that's happening, right? And I don't care if it's two times, three times, four times, five times. None of these by themselves do you watch and you're like, oh my God, that's so dirty. Someone watching the game, my brother, my mom, my uncle, a former NFL player, wouldn't for one second go, oh, that was it. Gross tackle by Louvu. Is it something they're trying to get out of the game? Yes. Is it viewed as a more dangerous play because it is? Sure. I don't like the suspension part. And I remember when Tom Wilson or one of the Capitals got suspended for a hit, my defense, and everyone said I was a homer, was like, suspend people for stuff that is not in the flow of the
game. Yeah, in the course of the game. So the hit he got suspended for that I think was the objection for us was two guys saw each other. The one smaller guy went after Tom Wilson and lost.
Yeah.
Like he ran into the freight train, lost, and was like suspended for a month, whatever the hell it was.
If Frankie Louvu, like well after a quarterback throws a ball, 1 second, 2 second, boom, cleans him out. You want to suspend him for something where he like made a malicious decision? I could have more reason for that to say, okay, this is not it for me. I was killing Frankie Louvu, who might have been my favorite player on the team coming into the season and is still one of them, by the way, a glue guy, heart and soul guy. I was killing him in September because he was missing a million tackles. Go look at the PFF numbers, Danny. Nobody missed more tackles on this team than him in the first few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So what is he doing? He's not wrapping. He's using his shoulder. Now he's wrapping and getting guys on the ground with this illegal tackle, and now he's getting suspended for wrapping and tackling. I just don't like the precedent of suspending guys for flow of the game tackles in the NFL. I'm sorry. And I know everyone will tell me, oh, that's crazy. I don't care if it's a Commander, a Cowboy, an Eagle. Watch any of those plays and tell me, like, that's a terrible, dirty play. Is it a more dangerous tackle, according to the league's numbers? Yes. But this is the slippery slope that I don't like when we start to say, oh, you can't do that. I'm going to fine you. You're going to suspend me after three? Two of which you can make the case, maybe I'm not so sure about that one. One of them I don't even get. I'm getting suspended for a game for this? I don't like that at all.
I don't love it, but if it's, you know, that's how it's written in the bylaw, it's one of those things I'm going to shrug my shoulders and go, that stinks. And again, especially because one of them at a minimum to me does not even come close to rising to the level of egregious.
It's not dangerous in the way that they're saying, or violent, so to speak. His legs are not underneath of Louvo on that last tackle.
Right. So when you go, like, I don't have a good analogy for it, but it's like if you say, Grant and Danny, on your show, there can't be any contact to the head. And I go, oh, Grant, that's so funny. And I flick your ear. That's contact to your head. Am I suspended now? You see what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference between what you're trying to legislate out of the game and a play where a guy's just hustling back and trying to bring a ball carrier down. This the ones that, again, that I keep pointing to, Daniels was a victim of, far more egregious, far more dangerous. Ask Cam Scatterbill about the play. He's out for the season and had to get surgery and stayed overnight in Philadelphia because of one of these plays, right? Like, that's what you're trying to get rid of. That one wasn't that. So I understand the irritation there. And I think there needs to be some discretion where you go, okay, that wasn't the bad one, but just so you know, you're on thin ice. Send that note. You've got two. Hopefully these guys are made aware. Hey, that's one. Hey, that's two. Another one, and you're suspended. That one, I think, you know, Louvu may be able to fight that last one. But the other two times, I think he did it.
He is appealing, by the way, and I'm sure there's a hearing that comes with that. But yeah, they're obviously getting warnings. I don't think you're getting fines and you have no idea that you're on the precipice of being suspended. You know, my guess is that letter that's in your locker, when it tells you here's where to send the money, they're telling you here's your second strike in the three-strike policy. And somebody with the team, presumably, was also telling him, hey, man, you can't do this again or you're getting suspended. By the way, I'm watching the Scatterbill injury. Like, again, respectfully, I'll be unpopular for this. This is such a normal football tackle. The linebacker is trying to bring this giant dude down from behind who's trying to catch a pass. Scatterbill runs like a little arrow or choice route, it seems like, kind of in-breaking on the logo at midfield. And the Eagle behind him has him wrapped as a form tackle and is dropping him to the ground. And the way that has been done, that's the way Dad did it, that's the way Uncle did it, that's the way Grandpa did it. It's just always been the way. And now they're saying you can't tackle this way. It looks like a very normal form tackle because he lands on his foot. And yes, it's dangerous. It broke the dude's ankle and he's out for the year. And I see why the league is trying to get rid of the play. I'm not saying you can't throw a flag on that or fine the guy for that. But if that player does that three times, do I think that tackle, one that broke someone's foot and cost them the rest of their year, is worth a one-game suspension? I don't think so. I'm sorry. I think that's a huge punishment for playing football. It's a really violent sport. It's hard to get big guys on the ground.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.